Title: Selective Distribution Systems and Bans on Sales of Luxury Products via Online Market Platforms. Initial thoughts on the CJEU's CODI judgment. Content: The Court of Justice of the European Union, CJEU, confirmed in a short judgment of December 6, 2017 that a prohibition imposed on authorized distributors from using third-party platforms for the sale of their luxury products is in line with European competition law, provided certain conditions are met. This judgment also ends an ongoing debate and confirms that selective distribution systems are indeed permissible if they are used to preserve and enhance the luxury image of a product. This outcome is not surprising to those familiar with the court's case law and is welcomed by companies running selective distribution networks to market their luxury products. However, the judgment is specific to the facts at hand, and bans relating to online platforms will have to be reviewed on the basis of the merits of each case and of the products concerned. The facts: CODI Germany is a leading supplier of luxury cosmetics and sells certain brands over a selective distribution network. Parfumerie Accent has been an authorized distributor of CODI brands and have sold CODI products through brick-and-mortar shops, its own online shop, as well as via third-party online platforms. CODI's internet policy provided that a the authorized retailer is not permitted to use a different name or to engage a third-party undertaking which has not been authorized. These provisions were supplemented by rules providing that a the authorized retailer is entitled to offer and sell the products on the internet, provided, however, that that internet sales activity is conducted through an electronic shop window of the authorized store and the luxury character of the products is preserved. The new rules prohibit the use of a different business name and also the recognizable engagement of a third-party undertaking which is not an authorized retailer of CODI Prestige. A footnote to that clause states that a accordingly, the authorized retailer is prohibited from collaborating with third parties if such collaboration is directed at the operation of the website and is affected in a manner that is discernible to the public. Selective distribution systems compatible with EU competition law. It is settled case law that selective distribution systems which are based on objective, qualitative criteria, which are proportionate and applied uniformly and in a non-discriminatory way, do not breach the anti-competitive agreement's prohibition, provided that the product in question necessitates such network in order to preserve the quality and ensure its proper use. With regard to the use of selective distribution of luxury goods, the court confirms that a system that is established with the purpose of preserving the luxury image of a product is compatible with competition law. The court makes explicit reference to its judgment in Pierre Fabre Dermocosmétique and clarifies that this case did not establish a principle by which the preservation of a luxury image of a good can no longer be such as to justify the use of a selective distribution system. In that case, the court had to deal with an absolute ban on online sales, which was held not to be proportionate to achieve the preservation of the prestigious image of cosmetic and body hygiene goods. Prohibition of third-party online sales platforms in selective distribution. Online sales restrictions have been in the spotlight for some time, and there has been considerable divergence of views in relation to restrictions on sales via third-party platform across the EU. This case concerns restrictions relating to luxury products, see further below, and its wider application will have to be assessed carefully. The court in its judgment makes clear that a clause such in that case amounting to a prohibition on authorized distributors to use in a discernible manner third-party platforms for internet sales of luxury products is permissible, provided that three conditions are met. The clause has objective of preserving the luxury image of the goods in question, is applied in a uniform and non-discriminatory manner, and is proportionate. As the judgment is a preliminary ruling in which the CJEU answers questions on law submitted by a referring national court, it will be for the referring court in Germany to apply the CJEU's guidance to the facts of the case. However, the CJEU